When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra and Kumasi. We are on Love 99.5 FM affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. You are my joyonline.com, A1 Radio in Bogatanga, Ganga FM in Jirapa. We are also on Jubilee Radio in Keta. We are live on X Spaces. We are on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. This afternoon, it is emerging that over half of procurement irregularities recorded by the Auditor General in 2023 came from the Education Ministry. We have all the details here on the Midday News. Also this afternoon, SeaTac strike unlikely to end anytime soon, as striking tutors boycott meeting scheduled to decide the future of the action.
When the signed document is presented to us, we will convene a meeting and then the outcome will be made known to all our members and the general public.
We have more. Students remain in dilemma as the academic progress stalls.
Money we came with for the semester is even because they don't come and lecture us on some subjects. We lack some explanations on some concepts in the things that we learn. I'm expecting that the call of the strike.
Also, the Zatnon labor unions demand major overhaul of SNIT, pushing for capped expenses and a reduction in government influence on its board as they consider taking control of the organization.
Restructuring of SNIT in terms of its governance management.
There seem not to be a cap.
SNIT and its management of our pension resources have not been the best.
And their sports.
Hearts of Oak will have to wait longer for a trophy as head coach Abubakar Ouattara has a new target for the upcoming season.
And then much later, we'll get to hear from former chairman of the Interministerial Committee on Illegal Mining, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, who has expressed regret for taking up a role in the Akufo-Addo government, indicating he was not giving a free hand to implement ideas.
You know, you go in with very good intentions and then what you see is different from what my vision was. If I had known certain things that I know now, I may not have even gone into government.
That and more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. Please do stay on for details. Many thanks for choosing us. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. We're digging more into the Auditor General's report under the year in review 2023, and it is emerging this afternoon that more than half of the procurement irregularities recorded in the 2023 Auditor General's report on public accounts of Ghana came from the Education Ministry. Out of the 53.7 million Ghana cedis recorded in procurement irregularities, as many as 29.6 million cedis, representing 55% of all the irregularities, falls under the Education Ministry. Well, my colleague Blessed Suga has been digging into that part of the report and joins me in studio with what more we are learning. So, Blessed, tell us about the procurement irregularities from the Education Ministry as captured by the Auditor General.
Well, according to the report, the infractions reported are not directly from the Education Ministry itself, but rather from various institutions under its jurisdiction. Now, the most significant issue, as we know it, occurred at the University of Cape Coast. The university is said to be awarding contracts for building of some building construction project totaling some 24 million Ghana cedis, but those contracts were increased by 25 million Ghana cedis. So if you do the addition, that will bring us to some 49 million cedis, an average of variation rating somewhere around 104% in terms of the infractions. Now, the change, as we understand, was made without the required approval from the Central Tender Review Committee, which is thus violating Section 87 of the Procurement Act 2008. Now, the university's management did not also respond to these findings, according to the report. So, the Auditor General is now recommending sanctions under Section 92 of the Act, which they believe should be applied to all officers responsible. And, of course, they're urging the university's management to adhere strictly to the Procurement Act in the future. There was also another issue somewhere around the Akintena Pia Minka University of Skills Training and Entrepreneurial Development, where the university awarded contracts totaling some 414,000 Ghana cedis, 214 plus. Now, they awarded the contracts to two firms, as we understand, the Maiden Healthcare Logistics Company, and they also gave one other contract to another supplier who did not procure get some licenses from the Food and Drugs Authority, the Pharmacy Council, and also the manufacturers authorized to engage in the supply of essential drugs to the university. So some of these issues were captured, and there are many of the infractions that were picked up at the Ministry of Education.
Now, Blessed, there are other forms of irregularities also that were found under the Education Ministry. Let's go through them.
A myriad of them. The ministry featured in all irregularities, the types listed by the Auditor General. It includes outstanding debtors, of course, cash irregularities. We have payroll irregularities, and also there are issues about procurement and contract irregularities, which is now recorded by the ministry and totaling some 54.7 million Ghana cedis. And if you do the tallying, it appears that this ministry is on top of the list when it comes to infractions and the report by the Auditor General.
And of course, as we speak, the Public Accounts Committee is sitting on portions of this particular report, and we have more on this put together by the Joy Research team on myjoyonline.com that you can read for yourself. At least we've been focusing on the Education Ministry today, as captured in the Auditor General's report for the year 2023. Now let's stay on the education front and focus this time on SeaTag, and they remain defiant and resolute until all demands are met. Well, that's been the posturing of members of the Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana, SeaTag, who've been on strike since June 14th, demanding better conditions of service, including the implementation of the obituary awards given by the National Labour Commission. Well, there's currently a salary freeze on the members based on the GTEC directive, and this has, however, not cowed the teachers to back down. They say they are even ready to forfeit two more months of their salary if that is what it would get them to get what is due them. A meeting this morning to decide the next line of action after an agreement between leadership and the Education Ministry was called off. This was because SeaTag did not see any signature from the Finance Ministry to seal the agreement, a situation they say does not signify a collective agreement. We can hear from a member of SeaTag's National Communications Team, Fidelis Kamai.
We're expecting an agreement that should have been signed by the ministry key stakeholders, so that based on that document, we could have a discussion at our meeting, and then based on it, we'll have a decision. But we have not received the document from the ministry. So because of that, we could not have the meeting.
So do you have a copy of the document without a signature, or you don't have it at all?
We don't have it.
What are the details in this document?
Because it has not been made available, we don't want to give any information as at now.
But would it have made you consider halting or stopping the strike?
I cannot see, because that decision has to be taken by our council.
Is it a collective decision of all the members, or a selected few that have a very strong voice?
It's a collective decision. You can call any tutor from any of the colleges and they will sing the same song to you.
So now, what have you decided? You are waiting till you see a signature?
Yes. When the signed document is presented to us, we'll convene a meeting, and then the outcome will be made known to all our members and the general public.
Well, that's Fidelis Kamai. I'll be interacting with him shortly, because the key issue has been the impact on the students. And some of them have been speaking to us on this issue.
The strike is having huge impact on the students and the economic situation that we are in right now. Feeding on campus is something that we cannot bear anymore. That when you move outside to buy food, costs above 20 cedis, and we've been here for over a month now. So money we came with for the semester is even finished.
We've not been going to classes and we've been learning on our own. And because they don't come and lecture us on some subjects, we lack some explanations on some concepts in the things that we learn, and it is impacting us. I'm expecting that they call off the strike and come to school and come and continue their service to the nation.
Ever since we came to school, there have not been any teaching or anything like that. Sometimes you need a guide of your teacher to be able to understand what you are studying. But you just go and read with your own understanding, which is not actually helping or improving our studies on campus.
Well, let me bring in Fidelis Kamai, a member of the communications team for CTAG. We are grateful for your time here on the Midday News. So that signature that you're waiting for in the last few minutes, would you say that it has come?
Good afternoon to you and your cherished listeners. As we speak, we have not yet received the document yet.
And what could be the explanation so far? I'm sure you've been finding out, because we're all waiting for that council meeting that will potentially call off this action. What exactly has been the reasons why the signature has not come?
They are still waiting for the key stakeholder to sign. That's what we were told by one of our informants, our insiders.
And this particular document that we talk about, is it the answer to this particular strike being called off?
I wouldn't want to say yes, because that decision needs to be taken by our council. So when they look at the pros and then the cons of what is on paper, then the decision will be taken.
Then it appears that it's just an excuse that you are giving when it comes to this particular document. Because if you cannot say that is the answer to calling off this strike, then why are you waiting for it?
No, the thing is that we need to table something at the table. Then based on what has been proposed, we take a decision from there. It will be out of place for a single person or individual like me to take a decision or tell you that this is what we are going to do. It will mean I'm preempting the outcome of the meeting, which will not be right.
But what exactly was the agreement when you had this particular meeting?
Because we have not appended their signatures to it, I don't want us to go into the content of the agreement.
But you need to let us know what exactly you're looking for at this point, because we've been hearing the students, the impact on the students. It's been more than 6 weeks since this action. You owe us an explanation.
Yes, we sympathize with our students so much, and it's not our making. This thing has lingered on for over a year now. Now we are having 18 to 19 month arrears. So you should also bear with us a little. It's unfortunate our students are bearing the brunt.
So up until when would you say CTAG can confidently tell us that this issue will be resolved?
The resolution of this matter is dependent on our employers. If the demands, whatever we are making, they call us, let's say today, and tell us that, oh, Monday, your account will be credited. That's all. We call it off. After all, what will we be doing at home when we have everything that we need?
Okay. Well, Mr. Kamai, we are grateful. That's a Fidelis Kamai there, a member of the communications team of CTAG. We've also been working the lines to ensure that we get some answers from the employer in terms of this particular signature and documents that CTAG talks about. But let's focus on our finances at this point. And Minister of State at the Finance Ministry, Abno Seasari, has been justifying why government cannot scrap the COVID-19 and electronic levies. Ahead of the presentation of the mid-year budget statement on the floor of Parliament, calls were rife for the two revenue handles to be scrapped, citing increased cost of doing business. However, the two did not feature in the mid-year budget review by Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam. But speaking on PM Express Business Edition with my colleague George Riafe, the Minister of State at the Finance Ministry, Abno Seasari, explained that the COVID-19 levy and the e-levies are crucial in financing the 2024 budget.
For the COVID levy, if you recall, when we sent that revenue measure to Parliament, we said it is subject to review at the end of 2024. Maybe we should be patient enough because, like I said, that the effects of COVID are still with us. When at the onset of COVID, government took advantage of that to do so many things that hitherto we did not have. Government felt that every district should have a district hospital. It was part of the package that we embarked upon with COVID. And we are still building those hospitals, Agenda 111. So it is not like we are not living with the effects of COVID. We are still living with the effects of COVID. So it's not like we are collecting these monies and we are not showing up for it. All these measures that were put in place and is still going on. And I know very soon government will be outdooring 21 of these Agenda 111 hospitals for everybody to see that, yes, these are some of the effects of COVID. We have both the positive sides and then the negative sides. These are revenue lines that we went to Parliament in 2024 and told Parliament that we were going to use this to raise monies to implement the budget. So halfway between the year, when you have already budgeted for these things, how then do you tell yourself you are taking it off? And then how do you fund the rest of the budget?
That's the Ministry of State at the Finance Ministry, Abna Ose Asare, there speaking on PM Express Business Edition with George Riafes, available on all our social media platforms, also on YouTube as well. Meanwhile, on the floor of Parliament, minority and majority MPs have been going at each other as they debate the mid-year budget presentation with government borrowing in sharp focus. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent gives us a wrap of day one of the debate.
It's been close to 72 hours since the minister delivered a statement in Parliament, but there's been several back and forth on when exactly to start commenting. MPs have begun, with NDC MPs taking aim at the state of the economy. Minority spokesperson on Food and Agric, Eric Opoku, talked about Ghana's ballooning debt stock and the struggles of the cocoa sector.
Has increased our debt stock by a whopping $623 billion. What it means is that Nanadu Bawumia government has created 84% of our total debt stock. And all the presidents, from Dr. Kwame Nkrumah to John Dramani Mahama, in 16 years, created 60% of our debt. At a time that cocoa production is declining, administrative expenditure is ballooning.
But responding to these claims, Minister of State at the Finance Ministry, Abna Ose Asare, doubled down on claims that the economy is improving.
Clearly tells you that the economy is on the path of recovery, and we are happy with the policies that we have put in place to make sure the economy gets back on track. Mr. Speaker, we all know inflation. We saw inflation going up to 54.1% in December 2022. Currently, as we speak, in June, inflation has fallen to 22.8%.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
8%. The fact remains that we have performed. We have performed well. We have made progress.
Ranking member on the Finance Committee, Isaac Adongo, zeroed in on youth unemployment and the latest promise by the New Patriotic Party's flagbearer on citizens buying phones and paying in installments.
They intentionally created this unemployment for our youth so they could pray them for election purposes. Otherwise, why will you look the unemployed in the face? And you are not telling them how you are getting them a job, but you are telling them you want to saddle them with a mobile phone so that they pay 1 cedi, 2 cedi every month.
Well, that's a wrap of day one in terms of the mid-year budget review debate in Parliament. Let me take you live. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Kwaku Asante joins us on the line. What's the situation today? Day two started?
Well, the Speaker of Parliament just walked in. In fact, the minority and majority leaders also just entered the chamber. We understand a list has been submitted to the Speaker to guide the debate today. We understand a part of the MPP strategy going in today will not only be debating the media budget review, but inviting former President John Mahama to debate. I have Honorable Fortune Berry Madoma East MP, who will also be debating in the coming days, to let us in on this strategy. Why are you people seeming to pressurize the former president to come out and debate?
I'm going to thank you, and let me say good afternoon to your good listeners. Clearly, I mean, the former president has been a president before, has been a vice president before, he has been a minister before, and he knows a lot. That is, he's telling Ghana that he's bringing a lot to support them, to make them better than what MPP is offering them. And we are saying, bring that to bear so that Ghanaians can choose from the two. Obviously, we need to give Ghanaians options. We don't need to give them a one-sided story that Bawumia said, Bawumia has the both solutions, and he knows what he's about. He knows what he's coming to do. John Mahama must also tell us that I have this. The 24-hour, this is what I'm going to do so that Ghanaians can have options to select from. I mean, tomorrow, they are outdoing their campaign, and I think it will be a good opportunity for him to affirm his readiness to debate Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia ahead of the 2024 election.
Right, MFR, that is part of the strategy the NDP are going to use going into the election. I know that a number of NDC MPs are leaving Parliament today. They are traveling to Tamale for this event. In fact, the Speaker of Parliament even mooted the idea that sitting should be extended to tomorrow, Saturday, but NDP MPs and the NDC MPs come to an agreement that NDP MPs will be using this strategy on the floor today, in fact.
That's my colleague Kweku Asante, parliamentary affairs correspondent, giving us update on what's transpired in parliament and what is to happen. Now let's focus on lands, and the coalition of La Associations and the Gadangbe Coalition Against Land Injustice say they will embark on a series of actions starting July 30 in demand for the immediate reversal of government and other private ownership of your lands. The two groups are raising concerns about how lands on your soil are being sold out to politically affiliated persons, claiming it depicts a high insult by government to their traditional authorities. So the Coalition of La Associations and the Gadangbe Coalition Against Land Injustice have since instructed all private developers who have started or intend to start some works on La lands to, as a matter of urgency, halt the process while the traditional authorities engage government on the matter. Jeffrey Tete is spokesperson for the Coalition of La Associations.
Many others have come under scrutiny for being sold to politicians, politically exposed persons, or some other private developers under the so-called government redevelopment program, a scheme which is violently against the interests of the pre-acquisition owners or pre-acquisition land owners. These lands include but not limited to the parcel of land under the parks and gardens at cantonments, several state housing properties at South La, Laboni, and cantonments, the Ministry of Agric Lands beside Berman Camp overpass, and the judges' bungalows, which has also come into the public domain in cantonments in recent times. We are, by this media briefing, asking all private developers who have started or intend to start some work on these lands to, as a matter of urgency, halt while the traditional authorities engage with government on the matter. Are also announcing by this press briefing a series of demonstrations commencing on Tuesday, July 30th, 2024, to drive home our displeasure and demand the reversal of all affected transactions.
Well, as a follow-up, the two groups have also released a joint statement on this issue, and my colleague Kenneth JC joins me in studio with more on this. Let's talk about what more the statement says.
Right. They're particularly unhappy with the latest announcement by the Interior Minister, Henry Korte, who they say recently announced on the floor of Parliament that an arrangement has been made with a private developer to redevelop portions of the lands occupied by the Ghana Prison Service in cantonments. Now, the groups described the decision as an immoral arrangement which makes room for the private developer to retain the remainder of the land for his private business without any provision for the traditional authorities, who they describe as alodia owners of the land, adding that those are bad decisions which should not be countenanced. The two groups have asked government to halt the process and leave that whole parcel of land for the use by the prison service.
Well, we heard earlier some actions that you're going to be undertaking to put pressure on government to retain their lands. Let's talk about them.
Yes, and they say they will, from Tuesday, July 30th, begin series of demonstrations which will continue until their demands are met.
Thank you very much. That's my colleague Kenneth JC there. Now, labor unions are this afternoon calling for a major overhaul of SNET, pushing for capped expenses and a reduction in government influence on its board as they consider taking control of the organization. In a recent discussion on the latest Joy News National Dialogue last night, labor experts emphasized the need for urgent reforms in the pensions industry. They urged the government to address the long-standing issues with Tier 2 pension payments and to review the current law to ensure that pension contributions are tied to gross emoluments rather than just basic salary. Michael Ashali has more from Joy News Dialogue last night.
For some of them, the main problem is the governance and politicization of SNET.
There are governance problems with SNET. There are operational problems with SNET.
SNET and its management of our pension resources have not been the best.
Independent researcher Abdullah Mashoud, who is the executive director of Africa Center for Pension Research, believes the problem is far worse.
At about 81% of employers who are employing between 1 to 30 employees are not paying social security contributions under Tier 2.
But SNET would have none of that. Chief Actuary at SNET, Joseph Poku, says payments are done by the book.
Lowest earner will be based on the minimum wage, the national minimum wage, which right now is around almost 400 Ghana cedis also. At the same time, somebody is getting 187,000 Ghana cedis every single month.
The panelists believe that there must be major reforms in the pensions industry to bring it back on track.
As organized labor also look at going into the future representation on any kind of board when it comes to these investments. As we speak, all the security forces have gone into Kapeti. Mm. So where is the unification of pensions here? And from what we've heard, we look at the restructuring of SNIT in terms of its governance, management. Organized labor can lead in this direction. Our technical committee has started working.
We have to look at the pension redistribution policy.
There seem not to be a cap, and SNIT expenditure, we believe most of the funds, instead of going either into investment or accruing to the benefit of the members, is going into the management of the fund.
Austin Gami sides with the labor unions.
The governance structure is key. The president will have no business being the one, whether law or no law. We must go to a national tripartite committee meeting and have this important discussion concerning the socioeconomic importance of it for us.
Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Pension Trustees, Thomas Esso, argues that pension contributions should be based on gross emoluments instead of just the basic salary.
SNIT and the private pension, all of us, to start fighting for what we call that SNIT or pensions should be tied to your gross emoluments.
Abdullah Mashoud says some attention must also be given to Tier 2 and Tier 3 contributions.
You know, we are looking at a three-tier pension system. And if we go and we are just looking at Tier 1, we are really focusing on what is happening at Tier 2, or we focus on Tier 2 and not looking at what is happening at the Tier 1, at the end of the day, we are not going to meet the overall objectives. It is important we look at it as a whole.
Well, that's an excerpt from the Joy News Dialogue focusing on pensions. There'll be a repeat on Sunday evening. Also, we'll have more of that on myjoyonline.com, also on all our social media platforms. It's a good time to take a quick break here on the Midday News live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM, also on myjoyonline.com. The Midday News supported by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol, always a delightful experience. And it's been imagined that over half of procurement irregularities recorded by the Auditor General in the 2023 report came from the Education Ministry. We've been giving you details of that. We'll return from the break with sports, and later we'll get to hear from Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Mwati, who has expressed regret for taking up a role in the Akufo-Addo government. Yes, why?
You know, you go in with very good intentions, and then what you see is different from what my vision was. If I had known certain things that I know now, I may not have even gone into government.
All about. Get closer to split-second wins. Closer to history in the making.
He's a mortal man.
Closer to your champions.
The greatest athletic achievements of all time.
Get DSTV to get closer to the 2024 Paris Olympic Games from 26 July to 11 August with 9 dedicated channels for the best coverage of every medal and every podium moment. On Supersport on DSTV, your home of entertainment.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricant. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricant, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is everywhere for everyone.
Dial star 712 hash. Now join in the luckiest winning celebration. Every 1st July 2024. Over dial star 712 hash. Now I can swear to take it as a group, individual, and as even as a community. Now win is the car cashier. Prizes are cashier in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with star 712 hash. Now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest.
It's time for sports. Mubarak, what we
yes, have? Yes, I will talk about HAS later, but later today, the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympic Games will come off at the Seine River in Paris, where boats will carry athletes and dignitaries. MFA, we will have two flag bearers, that is high jumper Rosie Aboua and sprinter Joseph Polamoua.
It's an honor to me. It makes me feel really honored and distinguished, you know, given this type of opportunity to, you know, go out there and do this, hold the country's flag. It's another milestone, you know, to my career. Like,
yep. Wow.
So, MFA, we have three events to participate in. I'm talking about the men's relay, high jump, as well as swimming.
We look forward to it. And I know Jackie and Shola will give us more updates on this. But former chairman of the Interministerial Committee on Illegal Mining, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, has revealed his regret in taking up a role in government, disclosing that he was not allowed a free hand to function in full capacity to implement his visions. That's what he told Elton Robbie.
No, you cannot be out of politics. Everybody's in politics, but you may not be, I would say, active, but not the type of politics that you see.
But what have you been up to since you left government?
Working all the time. You know, I always have a lot of things on my plate. Mm-hmm. Working in a hospital, teaching, doing research with my colleagues in Germany.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.